The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anything 90s.
Great.
Anything 90s. Like, I mean, who didn't love CNC Music Factory? I mean, if we're going to call it Vanilla Ice, you know, he brought the beat. He did it for the Ninja Turtles, too. Even them turtles were getting down. If you can make a turtle dance, you can make anything dance.
Everyone's got their thing. Fanatics.
Hey guys, and welcome to this episode of Fanatics. I am your host, Claire Kramer, and I'm here with my co-host, David Magadoff. Hi, David.
Hi, that's me. I'm your co-host, Claire.
You are. And you are looking very, very dapper today. I love the hair. It's kind of like a little bit crazy, but I like it.
You know, when you have curly hair, Claire, sometimes you got to let it go. You know, I'm here. I'm excited. I always get excited at the fact that we are hosting something together. And it's just always nice. At the beginning of every podcast, it's always like, we are hosting this podcast. It sounds like an idiot thing to say, but honestly, it's just something very sweet every time. I'm like, yeah, this is what we do. Because we just always do our intros, guys, after we have our conversations, taking you back a little bit, peeling back the curtain. So that's it's true. Like when we start, it's funny to like start our podcasts technically in the middle of things and end our podcasts with our intros. And you're like, yeah, this, we are the hosts of this podcast. Beforehand, all we were listening to was our wonderful guest. And who is that wonderful guest, Claire?
Today we have on the infamous TikToker from the infamous TikTok family, Ika McLeod. Is on, and she, of course, the McLeod family on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. And first of all, she's just like an awesome freaking person. She is a mom of a single mom of three children with disabilities, one who has cerebral palsy, who's in a wheelchair bound, and two who are on the spectrum of autism. And I just really loved talking to Ika. Like, I felt like, okay, Ika, like, now that this podcast is over, can I just like come hang out with you? Like, she just is such a nice, nice woman. And amazingly, you know, she advocates for her children. She advocates for like families with children with disabilities. She's very active on TikTok. She's like 125 million likes. That's a lot of likes and a lot of loving. You know, 2.5 million followers on TikTok, Instagram, over 100,000. She's just, you know, she's out there like spreading the good word of like what it's like, what it's really like to be a single mom and have three children and have those children have, you know, extenuating circumstances like they do.
Yeah.
So what an awesome lady.
And a queer mom with a queer child. I mean, really, she is America in 2022 right now. You know, she can speak to so many different things. And I think that is beautiful and authentic. And it just shows... And it just goes to show that, you know, we're not having, like, what does a celebrity mean today? Like, when we have these wonderful folks on Fanatics, you know, we have on Ika,
she's a celebrity just because she gave a kidney away.
Yeah.
Like, she literally gave a kidney away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. The biggest thing I've ever given away is, like, I don't know, some used clothes or, you know, like.
And they were good used clothes, Claire. They were lightly used.
Right. I have not given a body part. That is, I haven't even done locks of love. I'm a loser, basically, David.
No, Claire,
when you put me and Ika up, like, against each other, I lose in every category.
No, you're both wonderful moms. And that's the thing. It's not the Partridge Family where we wanted to see a whole family learn and choreograph dance moves like the Osmonds and the Jacksons. I mean, this is a family because they're a family. They're not doing anything. They're not performing necessarily. She's showcasing and showing light into her little family on TikTok and showing that, look at this family of mine. You know, look at the love that I'm sharing. Look at the authenticity. And I think that's a beautiful thing for people to follow and be inspired by and be curious about. And I think that's a different kind of fame in a way that is educational, informative, and just, you know, full of love. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And that's another element of our little Fanatics podcast corner here in the corner of every podcast world that we have. So, and do we even talk about the thing that she loves yet, Claire? Did we tell them yet?
She loves dancing.
She loves to dance.
She loves dancing and not like watching dancing, not going to the ballet, not. She loves physically moving her body and dancing. And so Ika, like, well, I won't get into any spoilers here. You're about to listen to the episode. Here we go. Ika McLeod dancing. Let's do this.
Okay, Ika, favorite dance move of all time. Go.
Oh my God. Don't put me on the spot. I the Running Man.
That is a classic.
Classic.
That or the Roger Rabbit. Like, yeah.
are they the same? The Running Man and Roger Rabbit?
No, the Running Man's like this. You know, the Roger Rabbit was like back, you go backwards.
Oh, yeah.
The Running Man's like running.
I was not able to do either of those dance moves. Not even in my wildest dreams at the craziest wedding. Welcome to the show, Ika McLeod. Thank you for joining us. And if you haven't guessed yet, we are talking about Ika's fanaticism of dance. So, Ika, if you had to explain why you love dance and even what type of dance you're fanatical about to our audience, can you give it a stab?
Definitely hip-hop would be the number one. And why do I love it? I love it because there's so few things in life that bring people joy. And this is the one thing that when I dance, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm like everybody else out there, you know, struggling with depression and anxiety. Like, you know, I don't know what it's like to be God's favorite and not have something like that. So for those who walk in the light, congratulations. For the rest of us, we're always seeking out things that just uplift our souls. And dance has always just done that for me.
And is it you dancing or is it watching dance or is it, you know, explain like how dance fills you up?
Oh, no, it's dancing, me dancing.
Okay.
Do I like watching dance? Yeah. Like, you know, watching So You Think You Can Dance. Who didn't love that show? And it's coming back. That's exciting. For me, it's actually dancing. It's learning things, adding my own flair to it, you know, getting out there, sweating, moving. With these old bones, the arthritis, the 40s hit hard. So, you know, the arthritis makes it a little bit more challenging now. So I've got to get a little more creative. But my goodness, like, dance is one of those things that's just always been there for me.
I completely hear you, sister.
When did it start?
Probably in utero. I was a kicker. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't really take dance. I think I took maybe like a month of it as a kid. But I've just always liked to dance. I have natural rhythm. And I did teach dance fitness for back in my younger, thinner days. I did teach dance fitness, like hip hop and Zumba and stuff like that. And it was just such a joy. It was such a positive part of my life and my day. And then doing it with other people is a lot of fun too.
I love that. What is your earliest memory of dancing, of you dancing?
Let's see. I would say my earliest memory would be my parents' wedding. So my dad actually isn't my biological father, like totally random story, but he raised us and actually both two of my kiddos carry his name as their middle name.
Aww.
But I remember when my parents got married and I was on the dance floor the whole time. And it was like, it wasn't like a joke, but, you know, everybody, the family and friends were just like, look at her go, you know, like I had no shame. I got out there. I knew every song. I knew all the words to every song. I think I was maybe six, seven, somewhere in there. And I would say that's probably my earliest, like the you know, the memory that stands out the most.
Are you the kind of person that can be in the car and the radio's on and you can totally hear any song and sing along to it? I'm always amazed by those people. You are, you're talking about God's light and people with those kinds of God's favorite superpowers. That's a God's favorite superpower for me.
With age, and I donated a kidney in 2015, and the doctors say I'm nuts. Well, I mean, everybody says I'm nuts, but that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. But basically, since then, I've started struggling with memory. And I've told them, like, ever since I donated my kidney, I'm like, I struggle with memory, things that I can't remember, things even in the moment. And they're like, that's not something that comes from that. I'm like, I've Googled it and I found it. And so now I can't remember things and words to songs the way I used to, but it doesn't matter. I just make up my own words.
Right. Exactly. Nobody really knows the words unless you're doing karaoke. And I'm always shocked when I do karaoke. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was the actual lyric. Like I always said this.
When you forget when you're doing karaoke, that's when you hold the mic out for everybody else to sing that line. Like, yeah, you guys know it. Try to play it off.
Another form of another passion I would guess of yours, karaoke. But let's go back to dance for a minute here. Is there a certain, so you said like hip hop, rap, that's kind of where your sweet spot is?
Yeah.
And how did that
the
evolve?
The dirtier the better, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a video of Evan, my middle. We went to an event on Saturday and my kiddos, they do not have natural rhythm. God bless them. But they love to dance. And so Evan got out at this very nice event in LA and was up there with the music and, you know, she's dancing, dancing, dancing. And the next thing you know, she goes and starts twerking right on beat. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not even embarrassed. I'm so proud right now. Like, maybe this 6-year-old in the dress, like getting it.
Maybe she needed that like social, because part of what I love about dancing is the community crowd. Like you start to like feel the energy, feel the pulse of the room. Like the music is driving that, of course. But then like all, you know, the crowd's energy starts to overtake. So maybe that's what, you know, infused your daughter in that twerking moment.
Yeah, we do love music. They hear everything. And I heard somebody use this term on TikTok. I don't talk to my kids with the Elmo voice. I'm like a very direct parent and stuff like that. So they hear everything unedited. They are listening to Tupac. They are listening to Biggie. They're listening to JoJo Siwa. It's all, our music is all over the place, but music does drive it for my kids for sure.
Mm-hmm. And what is it for you? You know, you said dance brings you, you know, it helps ease the anxiety and like maybe the depression and brings you sort of like a certain joy. But what exactly about it? Is that the physicality or like try to take a deep dive?
I can do it well.
Mm-hmm.
I do it well. And I think there's so many things in life. I'm very hard on myself. I think it's just a natural thing. And as a person, as a parent, as a friend, as everything, as a human, as, you know, a blob in the universe. I'm always very hard on myself. I see all the things I don't do well in life. And dancing is one of those things where, especially if I'm in a group and there's a mirror, like let's say dance fitness or something, I can see I'm doing it well and I can do it better. And it feels good. It feels good to move. So that's kind of, I think, where it is for me. And it's one of those things, like I said, I don't have the dance training. It just comes completely from within. I was like, I think my ancestors used to do some hip hop or something. There was somebody doing something because it got passed down genetically.
I love that.
Yeah. They were fighting off saber-toothed tigers, but then at the same time throwing, you know, like booty, 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 rocking everywhere. So it was a little of everything back in the day, I'm sure.
I think I saw that at the Natural History Museum, that exhibit. So over that at doesn't the, surprise the me. It did say McLeod at the bottom.
Yeah. And it was just like a kid twerking, right?
Yeah.
Woolly mammoth walking by.
100%. We were at the same museum. Amazing.
Literally exactly what I thought.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So, Ika, did you take a lot of hip-hop classes?
No. I just dance the way I feel.
So give me context. Was it just at clubs? Was it with friends? Give me the context. If dance is so amazing, I'm just picturing you on the street right now just having a time at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, which is awesome. But I give me some more context.
I mean, there doesn't need to be like a specific place. Don't tie me down, David.
Right?
Don't tie me down, baby. No. I will dance anywhere and everywhere. Like, we went to that event where Evan was twerking. I danced almost the whole time. And there were other individuals apparently that were there that I know that actually my PR represents. I was like, I didn't see anybody. Like, I was getting down. Like, people were like, can we dance with you guys? I was like, get in here. Come on, guys. Like, I don't think like dance should ever be limited to anything. I dance anywhere. If there's music, there's good music. I'm getting down. I'm going to do the salsa. We could do some reggaeton. We can do some hip hop. You know, it's just whatever I feel in the moment. But I definitely did. I was a part of the clubbing scene in my younger days. I could get down, you know.
Great.
Other girls would go there to find dates. And I was like, leave me alone. I came here to sweat it out. you know what I'm talking about, right down the ass crack.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That kind of sweat. I was serious. I came here for a purpose. And, you know, I'm prioritizing right now. So we used to do that. I grew up in San Jose, California. So my best friend actually did law school out in San Francisco. So it was out in San Francisco a lot. We were at all the clubs. We were doing all the things, just living our lives. Dance has always somehow been a part of my life. I love music, whether I'm just doing it at home, getting down by my bad self, doing it with my kids, taking a dance fitness class at the gym or at a studio or something like that. It doesn't matter. I'll dance anywhere.
I love it. Now, your son, Eli, he has cerebral palsy, right?
He does, yes.
I imagine like music and him finding that in his own body has to be exciting to watch as a mother, you know? And so how have you sort of brought your passion of dance to him? You know, he's wheelchair bound, but he's not immobile. And I've seen in your TikToks, he does get it on too.
He is immobile. Eli can't walk. Eli right. will never walk. But music, man, just drives that kid. I even have one TikTok I didn't post that long ago where we were at Evan's dance class and, you know, just pushed the wheelchair out there. And one of the girls who's a friend of Evan's took it. And then he was just like throwing down. I mean, arms were flailing. Legs were just, you know, kicking up a little. He was laughing. I will get out there with him. I spin him in his chair. I act like he's spinning me, like with the arm, you know. We just have fun. I try with Eli to give him every experience that the rest of us have, obviously, as long as it's safe. And man, that kid just, from the depths of his soul, he loves him a good song and can get out there in that wheelchair and just tear the dance floor up.
I almost feel like dance is like a universal language. Like no matter how you experience it, it does. It's hard not to bring joy, you know?
Yeah. And just it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
When people see that I can dance or whatever, the first thing I always hear from people is, oh, I can't dance. I have no rhythm. And I'm like, but don't you like doing it? They're like, yeah. I'm like, screw it. Go for it. Who cares? Who, somebody watching you? We're all ending up in the same place eventually. We all got an appointment. Live your life. Dance. Who cares if it looks good or doesn't look good? If it makes you feel good, just rock it out.
I love that.
Do you ever watch videos, or is So You Think You Can Dance the only thing that you enjoy visually? Or is it like, I got to either move my feet or I don't want to watch someone else do it?
Oh, I do a lot of like dance fitness. I like following somebody and learning maybe choreography or something like that. And then it kind of tests my really bad memory. So I'm working all my muscles.
Mm-hmm. Is there a song or two that like pop up for you when you're talking about hip hop? You know, is there some sort of, or just an artist that you're like, I can dance to him or her all day long?
Oh my God, Pitbull. Like, I don't know why Pitbull just comes to mind. Oh, his mammy's from Cuba. So Pitbull comes to mind. That would be something more recent. Anything 90s.
Great.
Anything 90s. Like, I mean, who didn't love CNC Music Factory? If we're going to call it Vanilla Ice, you know, he brought the beat. He did it for the Ninja Turtles too. Even them turtles were getting down. If you can make a turtle dance, you can make anything dance.
How often would you say you either take a dance class, you know, like do put the music on in your home, dance around, go out to really get it down on a Saturday or Sunday or Friday? You know, how often does dance come into your life? Is it every day? Is it multiple times a day? A couple times a week?
I do silly stuff anytime. Like if I'm like for tonight, Evan has dance class and, you know, I'll go out with the couple of moms that we always go out to the Yard House and you know, talk and have a drink and have something to eat. And then we go back and watch the kids perform towards the end, you know. And of course I'm like, my toxic trait is I believe I can do everything these kids are doing, right? They're like getting low. My knees said no. So, but like anything little like that, actually dancing, I was recently, like, my New Year's resolution was legitimately to dance more. And I was doing really well. And then I got sick about a month ago. And so I've been on the struggle bus with that. And it does, it kind of sucks because it's just like my body exhausts faster. You know, my lungs, I cough more. So I'm just trying to kind of get past this so I can get right back on track. But I would say a couple times a week, typically.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me. Strutting my stuff.
It is so amazing how quickly your physicality goes. When you, like you're saying, you were sick for a month. That doesn't sound like much, but like, I'm with you, sister. I'm in my 40s too. And it's like, it's.
The 40s just hit different.
It did.
I would never, ever choose to go back to my 20s. Like, even though I had no physical pain, like I have a lot of issues now. Like arthritis is my biggest issue. I have some pretty bad arthritis and I have it primarily in my knees. I was told maybe 41, probably about when I was 35, 36, like you have a genetic kind of arthritis, you are going to need total knee replacements, probably within your 50s, which is not far from now. They were like, ride these bad boys out and just, you know, until they give out. So I have arthritis in my hips. I have it in my back. I have it in my upper, like a lot of, you know, with Eli being disabled, carrying him. So my body takes a beating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of those things. So when I can get out and dance, it does help a lot with flexibility and stretching muscles that have been probably like atrophying for years now that I've gotten older and don't use them as much.
Yeah.
What would you ever consider a career in dance for yourself or your children?
I'm not that talented. I'm good, but I'm not that good. My kids, yeah. If they ever wanted to do something like that, 1,000% I would support them if it makes them happy. If it's a passion, if it brings them joy. My thing is, you've got one shot at this life, man. Live it up. Live it. Do everything to the fullest. Don't ever look back and have regrets. And if dance is something that they love doing, which they do, Evan is currently the only one in a dance class, but go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Eek, are you the kind of person who is in a grocery store and hears, you know, Eminem,
yes.
Will you just start? Yeah.
I don't even need to finish that. Yeah. The grocery store, the gym, church. No, I'm just kidding. Jesus, Lamb of God. I'm getting down, right? Music is music. But yeah, no, it doesn't matter. If I hear a song and it hits that spot, that sweet spot, you've lost me. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like when the Journey song plays, you know, the famous everybody has to jump in and sing. It's like whenever I hear Shut Up and Dance With Me, I mean, that's like the dance song for this generation, yes. I feel like, you know. I love hearing that song. And you do hear it anywhere. You start hearing it, like, that particular song, crazy places. So it must be on everybody's playlist.
It's got to be. Anything that makes you feel good. You know what song? I don't know if you said that, and I don't know why it came up. It was that Cake by the Ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that song was a jam.
That's good. You know, I mean, there's something about, you know, we did a podcast not too long ago about sort of 2000s music, and there is something about the 2000s music that is very danceable. Very, very danceable.
Yes. It hits different.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. Yes.
I love to dance. I think there's something good from every decade. So any song that, especially if that song elicits good memories, right? Music takes us back. Music is nostalgia at its finest. And dance is always tied into that. Mm-hmm. You remember the dance moves. You remember going, oh my God, remember when we were kids and you'd go to school dances?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And everybody started off on the walls like, oh God, yeah. I can't. No. And then by the end of it, shoes were flung off. I mean, you know, it's like your sixth grade dance. Everybody's in the circle pumping everybody else up. Like, those were good times. You remember that.
Those were really good times. So here's an interesting question for you, and I'm especially curious as the mom of Eli, who's, you know, has a child in a wheelchair and has observed all the physicality that, you know, he's going through. How important is, like, physical movement to your whole, like, mind, body, spirit connection? Like, because I feel like that's part of, for you, that's part of what dance is driving your fanaticism of dance. Is that an accurate assessment?
Like spirituality?
Well, no, it's like moving your body physically, like, how important is that to be in touch with your, like, how interconnected is everything in your opinion?
But if you want to get into spirituality, go for it.
I'm not a super spiritual person. I always try to be. I'm like, higher power. And then I bought some crystals, man. I don't know. I mean, they look good.
They do.
I'm trying. I don't know. I'm not a super deep person. I'm not going to lie. I am not that woman. I'm a very surface person because I'm just so exhausted most days. I'm barely surviving. But that song comes on. You better. I don't know. There's this bug in here right now. I'm sorry. It's like a gnat. And it's like.
Right. I know. Don't even worry about
right
it.
Right here. It keeps coming here and it wants to fight. So every time you see me doing this, I'm not.
Being inspired.
Yeah, it's not the voices in my head. It's not my imaginary friends, I swear. Like, yeah, it's a whole other dance. I really just dance for me just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels good. I want to feel good. Kind of going, talking about having kids with disabilities, we have a lot of hardship in our lives. And I always tell people, I don't want to glamorize single parenting or the world of adoption or anything like that. Every journey I took in life, every path I took in life was always the hard path. That's just who I am, apparently. It's my MO. And I don't ever want to glamorize that. I want people to understand that the paths I chose are very challenging. I'm exhausted most days. I'm always very honest with people. I'm a very direct person. I cry every single day. I cry every single day. And every day sometimes feels like it's harder than the day before. It feels like we're always regressing instead of progressing. And when I can turn on music, sometimes like I'll turn on music, I homeschool Evan and Eli, and we'll have music on in the background there. And it helps them feel good about having to focus, mm-hmm. right? Now we can't just be wild and licking the walls. We have to sit down and, mm-hmm. you know, try not to lick the lead in our pencil. So, you know, it's things like that. And music and dance are always a part. And we'll stop. We'll stop in the middle of, if there's a song that comes on, Evan is obsessed with the song Boomerang by JoJo Siwa.
I love it.
And that song, right? Like, that's a classic, okay? And then the Siwas actually have a little girl group that they started. And they have this song, Candy Hearts. My kids are obsessed with that song. So that comes on. And we will stop homeschooling to dance, to just get down and, you know, be silly and kind of give that mental break and that feel good moment to be able to come back and focus. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but just dance for me personally as a woman, as a person, as a parent, as, you know, a friend, a mother, daughter, whatever it is, I just need to feel good. Mm-hmm. Because for me in my life, when you have so many challenges and hardships and there's just all these things and all this pressure, all this weight on me, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And I need to feel good. And so dance drives that for me. In that moment, while that song is playing and my body is moving, I feel good.
Mm-hmm. What is your preferred go-to? Like, if you're feeling like, I was talking about this before you came on, actually, we were doing an Instagram live. And I just went back to yoga for the first time since the pandemic started, you know, because I have kids as well. And I was not by choice homeschooling them out of necessity because everything's shut down, you know. So I really my whole physicality went out the window for the last 2 years. And so this week I started yoga back. And like, I know that that's where I need to be right now, that will take me out of any sort of like depression or slump or whatever if I just commit to that. What is your, like, if you're feeling that way down, you know, and you know you need to dance, will you take a class? Will you plan a night out? What's your go-to?
Obviously, being a single parent with three disabled kiddos, those kinds of things are luxuries, being able to go out or plan a night out. So YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sky Daddy, for YouTube, because YouTube is like the saving grace in this house on every level. But there are so many like fun dance like videos, whether it's dance fitness or learning like straight dance, a dance routine.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things on that app. That's typically my go-to. I pop it on the big TV in the living room and I find something and I'll have to find a song I like with it too, you know, and I just go to town. Kids join in, they leave, I'm still going, they come back.
I love
it. Really still at this? All right, mom, like, you know, you're at a 10, we need you at a 3. They wander off. They just make sure to come back and check in and make sure I still have an actual pulse, that I'm not like weakened at burning it, you know, burning, like just like a dead body just moving around. Dropped at that point, hurt. You know. Those are good movies.
Great movies, Ika. Great. Ika, this was an absolute pleasure. You are such a joy, and I'm sure an amazing, as good a mom or as a dancer, as good a dancer as a mom, equal excellence. If you can regale us with a love letter, please, to this amazing thing that is on your heart, that is dance.
Okay. Dearest dance. I have anxiety, so I'm going to start overthinking the intro.
Don't. You can do as many intros as you want.
To whom it may concern. No, too professional. Dear dance, yeah. Thanks for always being a part of my life. Thank you for lifting me out of emotional slumps that left me in truly dark places. And thank you for being something I can do with others, something I can do alone. And thank you for, in all the moments, reminding me that because dance is really a community thing, I really, in those dark moments where I feel so, so lonely, for always reminding me that there's a community surrounding me and supporting me. I'm never alone.
Love.
Oh, Ika. Warmest regards, Ika.
Yours truly. With pointed toe, Ika.
Yeah. Till next time, Ika.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I really do miss all the weddings from the pandemic. And I'm really thankful that they're coming back because I have gotten my booty on the ground on some of these. And it is a joy because I don't go to the club, Claire. I want to go and eat some wedding cake, have some decaf coffee, and I want to enjoy myself on that dance floor and make older people feel awkward. That is my happy place.
I like that your whole dance career revolves around weddings. there's nothing wrong with that. I too am a wedding.
100%.
I'm a wedding dancer as well. Unpaid, I might mention, and unasked. But I'm happy to go out there and provide that free entertainment for anyone who would like to watch. What do you think her Enneagram is, David? We've talked about that a lot on the show. We've even done an episode about Enneagram. What is Ika's Enneagram?
Ika's Enneagram is almost certainly an 8 because she says I go about life the hard way and I go and enjoy challenges. Mm-hmm. And an Enneagram 8 almost runs into challenges with great gusto and verve. And I feel like that's her life.
Yeah. Eight. Fostering, adopting as a single woman. Yeah, that's hard. That's challenging. But I also really got, like, for me, she made me want to dance. That's not unusual for me coming off a podcast. I usually want to do whatever we talked about. but she also made me reflect a little bit of like, yeah, we only are like, we all have that date at the end of the day, like at the end of our lives. So, you know, it's not about just going through life and like, you know, but she's like, I do have anxiety. I do sometimes have depression. And this is something I found to combat that. And I like that approach. And I like her approach of like, hey, YOLO, you only live once, like get out there and do what you got to do to make yourself happy.
Claire, you used to be a ballet dancer, a trained ballet dancer. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that little nostalgic morsel.
If you've ever noticed that my feet are small, which they are, it's because I went on point when I was very young, 8 or 9. And just to give reference, I just let my daughter, who is in a conservatory program and dances with Joffrey Ballet, actually has her first like big Joffrey production with Red Ballet this weekend. They're doing a 2-hour production of Secret Garden. I just let her go on point this year when she was 11. So that 8 was too young, but I was in Ohio. Anyway, yes, I absolutely loved dancing. You know, I really thought that was going to be my career. When I applied to NYU, I applied to the dance program and the theater program because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And I still, we talked about this a little on our Instagram Live, like, I used to practice yoga. Yoga sort of replaced dance for me because eventually I did not pursue a career in dance and sort of like everything sort of dropped off, you know, as it does over the decades since I've been out of college. And the last time I even performed on point was, I think, 15 years ago in a movie. I did a little scene on point. Mm. But yeah, with River, my daughter, it's really fun to see her now go through that. You know what I mean? It's really fulfilling and it's fun. And I feel like the fact that we're in Los Angeles and I grew up in Ohio, and even though I was going to dance in the summers, I was studying in New York City, we didn't have the resources that I'm able to give her. So I'm very excited for her to have the opportunity, if she chooses, to really go full force into dance, you know? And for me, I was talking about this a little with Ika. Yeah, I was saying this to Ika, and maybe you can weigh in as an artist yourself, David, that physicality for me, even with acting, is so important to be in touch with your body, you know? Like, sometimes before I film a scene, acting-wise, like, I'll do, like, jumping. I'll jump up and down a bunch, or I'll, like, you know, twist my body around. Yeah. Because it's like, you got to get that – you have to have that physical, emotional connection to really be authentic. I don't know. Do you have the same experience?
Yeah. Acting is problem-solving, right? So sometimes – the way to solve the problem is through looking at the text. Sometimes the way to solve the problem is doing 30 jumping jacks before you do a scene. I'm totally with you on it. Yep.
Yeah.
Physicality is a way to get to where you want to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what's another way to get to where you really need to go?
What?
Going to Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you get your podcast to enjoy our long list of podcasts that we offer. Yes, guys. Fanatics has a deep library now. We've got plus 50 episodes. What? So enjoy it all. Enjoy Tony Hale talking about indoor malls. Enjoy Ray Fisher talking about his strategic board game love. Guys, there's so much.
We even have an episode about trains, which is what I thought you were going to bring up when you said, do you know how you need to get to where you're going to go? Take a train. That was a recent episode.
Augustus Prue. Lord of the Rings. Guys, thanks so much for being here today. And as always, I am David Magadoff. That is Claire Kramer, the most wonderful co-host of mine. You are you. And like, subscribe, share, all the things. Thanks for being a fan of Fanatics. And we'll see you next Thursday.
Follow us on Twitter and TikTok.
Bye.
Hey guys, before you go, coming on next week, we have Kirsten Vangsness. Of course, you know her from Criminal Minds, Shelf Life, Pretty, the series, and you probably follow her Instagram account. She's pretty freaking awesome on Instagram. Anyway, Kirsten is coming on to talk about the female sexual response cycle. It is a very, very interesting and informative episode. So we will see you guys next Thursday. Bye. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are, F-A-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Just dance, gonna be okay. Da do do do, just dance. Spin that record, babe. Da da do do, just dance, gonna be okay. Da da da, dance, dance, dance.
That's cute.